And good evening, everyone. Welcome in here to our 2021 rendition of the Cass County Relay for Life Radio Luminary Ceremony. And second year that we're doing this program, a little bit different format to hear this time. Of course, last year the pandemic got in the way of a traditional Relay for Life event, which we did not get to have in 2020, and so decided to come up with some other ideas on how to celebrate and remember those here battling cancer in the area. And we came up with the idea of bringing you a radio luminary ceremony and share some stories, share some songs, and have a chance to reflect and remember and support. And went well last year. We did this in conjunction with the Anita Winter Walk, and that's the case again here tonight. So hope folks are enjoying that event over there this evening in Anita. There's been all kinds of great stuff going on related to the holiday season around the Nishna Valley, and another one of those events is that Anita Winter Walk has been going on here this weekend, and still activities here happening there this evening. So I hope that you're enjoying those festivities and taking a walk around, enjoying that winter walk as you listen to us here tonight and talk about the effects that cancer have had on folks here throughout the Nishna Valley. So that's the reason we did it last year. This year we decided just to kind of carry on the tradition. We did get to have a Relay for Life ceremony here this year. It was mostly just survivors that gathered and enjoyed. There were some other team members and folks that had raised money as well that got together back in August on the 15th to have a meal and share the video that was put together by the CAM students as well, and that was showing the work that's done here throughout Cass County, a long time project that they were working on. So we got to have that event, and it was a nice ceremony, and I think folks that were there and enjoyed that, enjoyed the camaraderie. So we did get to have a little taste of what a relay would be here this time around, but decided to still do this here tonight in conjunction with the Anita Winter Walk in order to kind of, I guess, further share some stories and further have a moment for all those that need to have that here throughout the Nishna Valley. So as we get started, we'll get into some songs here tonight. We'll be sharing some names as well that were shared with us here throughout the week as part of another event that I'll talk about here in a moment. And we will also have a couple of different interviews that we have with folks that are either, well, both of them have been affected by cancer directly. They both also have done their part to help out and raise funds and help support the fight against cancer here in Cass County. And so we'll get to those interviews here as we move along through the program as well. So I hope you stay with us and enjoy this next hour with lots of great stuff here for you on this Sunday night of December 5th here in 2021. A little bit of history, of course, about how this whole effort and fight got started with, as far as Relay for Life in particular. It was Dr. Gordy Klatt that came up with this idea to lace up his shoes and go to a track in Tacoma, Washington. This has been now over 30 years ago, over 35 years ago, that he first did that. Ran and walked 83 miles in 24 hours and raised $27,000 to help out the American Cancer Society, and that's how Relay came to be. And of course now it's grown into different events all across the country and in different ways as well. It's not just necessarily the traditional event how it started, and that was a big part of the fun when it first got underway, was pledging for different laps that were walked, and that's how you raise money. It's much more of a all year round, all inclusive type of effort now, where there's all kinds of ideas that folks come up with to help support in their own special way, and do something maybe that they love and enjoy doing, and be able to raise some money at the same time. So encourage everybody that does that, and of course thank everyone that does that here throughout the area. I know there's all kinds of unique things that we see throughout the year connected with Relay for Life and just donations in general to cancer research for folks that come up with those ideas, and we certainly appreciate that, and we look to continue that. As we get started here this evening, we'll start off with a little bit of an inspirational holiday tune that I think always fits the mold or these types of talks here. We're going to start here tonight with Susan Boyle, her rendition of Hallelujah. We'll try to keep a little bit of a holiday flair here to this. We'll have a couple of songs that are more the secular variety as well. But let's hear from Susan here as we get started here tonight. Susan Boyle there with Hallelujah here as we get rolling in this Cass County Relay for Life Radio Luminary Ceremony here this evening as part of the Anita Winter Walk or in conjunction with here tonight. Thanks for joining us once again. It's an event that's been going on here this week that is also directly related to the folks with the Cass County Relay for Life effort is the Festival of Trees. A very successful Festival of Trees, I might say, from what I got to view up close and personal here today, and a lot of individuals that put work into making that a special event. 57 trees and displays were the final tally there for the event this year. And I'm going to list a few names. I'm probably going to leave somebody out, so I apologize. But I'm kind of going through here all the back and forth discussion that went with individuals that had a big part in making that happen. Vicky Nordskog, Deb Schuler, Lori Cooper, Carol Schuler, Christy Schmidke, also Julie Anderson, Don Martin were some of those individuals that had a lot to do with making that event very successful. Kate Olson also helping out there as well. As I mentioned, I'm probably going to forget someone, so apologize. But a lot of individuals that make that a successful event and a nice event for some people here in the area to come out and enjoy and to be able to see some festive lights and displays and just have a good time enjoying all those trees and seeing all those displays there at the Catholic Parish Center. And that wound up and wrapped up here today. So we hope everybody had a chance to get out and enjoy that here the past few days. And part of that event, too, because it is connected here with the Cass County Relay for Life, of course, raising funds to help support the battle against cancer here in the area. We also set up a memory tree there. That was one of the things you could do at the front desk was put a memory note there on the tree for all to be able to see and to remember those that you are missing here this holiday season. And we have those names, and we'll be sharing those with you here tonight as we continue on in the program. So we'll be doing that here for you very shortly. So we look forward to sharing those names. We'll do that a couple of times here as we move through the evening. Now, cancer obviously affects our lives in a number of different ways. Everybody has been connected in one form or another to somebody that has battled through. And the numbers, of course, sometimes can be a bit sobering if you look at it and understand what the risk is out there these days and what the frequency is. Of course, on the other side of that, due to fundraising efforts and due to the efforts of groups like the American Cancer Society, the likelihood of being able to battle through that and survive and come out the other side has increased as well. So that's also part of the other half of it. But we want to take a moment here just to let you know, here's some of the numbers that are out there. So for males across the United States of America here today, you have a 1 in 2 chance of developing an invasive form of cancer in your lifetime. As of right now, a 1 in 5 chance risk of dying then from that diagnosis. So can be pretty sobering when you think of it in that manner. And the different forms of cancer, of course, have different degrees of frequency, all the same kind of, I guess, kind of battle at the end of the day. But the some that are, of course, a little bit more tough to fight. And it just everything's going to be a little bit different. Your battle's probably going to be, you know, different from one person to the next. So that's also something, of course, to keep in mind. But you look at down the numbers, some of the more frequent ones that you see on the list, bladder cancer, 1 in 26 chance there for males, colon, 1 in 23. Of course, that's why those colonoscopies become so important. Lung and bronchus is 1 in 15. 1 in 36 for melanoma of the skin. 1 in 9 now for prostate. So some things that are numbers that are sobering, but again, there are some preventative steps that can certainly help in that situation. Now for females, 1 in 3 chance of developing some form of that invasive form of cancer, and 1 in 5 risk of dying from that diagnosis there as well for females. So very similar numbers to the male side. A 1 in 8 chance right now in the country of developing breast cancer at some point in your life. We'll be hearing from someone that has been through that battle and experience here in a moment. Also, 1 in 17 for lung. 1 in 25 for colon and rectum. 1 in 78 for leukemia. 1 in 56 for melanoma of the skin. That's just a few of those numbers. Of course, many other types and forms, unfortunately, but it gives you an idea of how prevalent it is throughout society. And, you, of course, once you have that happen to someone you know, puts that certainly much more into perspective. And unfortunately, a lot of us experience that in one way or another. Now, the estimated number of survivors for the 10 most prevalent cancer sites among males and females here in the United States, this is as of January 1st of 2019, these numbers. The number of males that are current survivors across the country at that date from prostate cancer was at 3,650,030. From colon and rectum, 776,120. From melanoma, 684,470. From urinary bladder, 624,490. That's just a few of the top ones there on the male side. Now, and for females, breast cancer, 3,861,520 individuals. For uterine, 807,860. For colon and rectum, 768,650. And for thyroid, 705,050. And melanoma, 672,140. So just an idea of those numbers. Now, if you're talking about all cancer sites, those overall numbers on that date, January 1 of 2019, survivors within the United States of America, on the male side, 8,138,790. On the female side, 8,781,580. So just, again, something that keeps that in perspective. As we continue on now here, we're going to listen here in just a moment from an individual that had a helping hand in making that Festival of Trees ceremony successful, and also the events that take place tonight at the Anita Winter Walk successful. Don Marnin is a longtime Cass County Relay for Life committee member. She's had a personal experience and loss within her family directly that you'll hear about. So we'll be hearing from her here in just a moment after we get you another quick tune. This is one a little bit more on the upbeat side. This is a song that doesn't necessarily directly relate to cancer, but can be one of those inspirational songs that folks keep on their playlist. Here's Fleetwood Mac, Always Be Thinking About Tomorrow. Here's Don't Stop.
Yeah.
Welcome back now. Here is part of our Relay for Life ceremony here on the air as part of the Anita Winter Walk in conjunction with those festivities and some luminaries being displayed there in Anita tonight. And one of those that is responsible for making that happen, we're getting to speak with now here this evening with Dawn Martin. And she's got a lot of connection here to experiencing cancer in her life and also with help with Relay for Life. Dawn, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. I started with Relay for Life several years ago, my own personal experience. My husband was diagnosed December and passed away in June of 2013. So cancer has been a big part of our life. I have a brother-in-law a year later who passed away who had also battled cancer. So Relay for Life became very important to fight that fight.
Yeah, obviously much more impactful when it directly affects your life and you go through that experience. And I mean, I guess you maybe realize some of the help that you maybe search for and look for at that time. And then now you can have a chance to become that resource yourself.
Absolutely. The American Cancer Society has a lot of resources for not only our cancer patients, but also their families, that support group, the caregivers. And that's really important. Even if you think they can't help you, reach out and see what they can do, because if they can't help you, there are the resources out there that can. And it's also just a great support for you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess that's part of it, too. There's so much that people can do. Maybe you think sometimes that you're helpless and you can't do anything, but every little thing that somebody's doing as part of the whole process is important. And
absolutely.
You can give your time in many different ways, so we certainly appreciate everybody that has done that here.
Yeah.
In the area. I guess with your experience personally, how did that maybe impact you further, and how quickly, I guess, did you jump into wanting to be on the other side of it, too?
Oh, it took me a little bit. I'm a kind of an emotional person, and so it takes me a while to process through things, but I also know what they're going through. So how can I do that? So it took me a couple of years. Carol Schuller was real instrumental in telling me I needed to be a part of this, and it helped me deal with what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are doing the same thing, so.
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, that's part of maybe the healing process, too, for those that are involved, certainly. Relay for Life, you've been involved now, obviously, for a while and been part of this for a long time and done a lot of things in conjunction with it. Have you have any, I guess, moments or anything that since then that you've felt like have just been, kind of realizing, I guess, that impact that maybe you've had?
Just seeing the people and the appreciation they have for recognizing that they have those emotions, they have those feelings, and they needed that support that they didn't think they had to out there. Mm-hmm. You know, family's great. Family is wonderful. But sometimes you need somebody who's maybe a step away. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in. People are so appreciative, and they want their loved ones to be remembered. And what a great way to do it, through Relay for Life, through the memorials, through this great program we're doing tonight, remembering and understanding.
I know one of the big projects, too, that you were helpful with in at least organizing and getting the ball rolling with was the video that the CAM students worked on for such a long time. It was kind of quite a process just because the pandemic threw a wrench into all of that. But it was kind of cool this last year to see that all, be displayed and then to the public and have everybody kind of get that firsthand view of what's going on here in their area.
Yeah, it was a great moment, not only for those of us who were interviewed, but for the kids. It was very eye-opening for them to understand and to have that personal connection with these people. And it was a long process. We started and no more and started, and COVID hit, and that halted everything. But they did a great job pulling it back together and bringing people, and they had a lot of help. And so if you haven't seen it, I invite you to go out on the Relay for Cass County Relay for Life, and that video is there, and I invite you to really take a look at that and listen to everybody's experience, because you're going to find similar threads through everything.
Yeah, and we all experience that, I guess, in some way or another. Everybody's been connected to cancer in
Absolutely.
One form of their life, but maybe some people that you knew that you didn't realize, you know, had gone through that situation. And, you know, obviously everybody deals with it differently. You know, some people are a little bit more reserved and don't want to, you know, put that out there and kind of battle through it on their own. But, you know, and knowing that those people are out there next to you, it kind of, I guess, maybe awakens it a little bit more on why it's important to be there for that resource.
Yeah. And I think once people understand and they get together and they see us all working towards a common cause, it makes them want to be part of it, you know. So I invite people, you know, if you want to be part of it, you know, reach out. You know, we'd be happy to have all kinds of members and participate. That's a big thing, participate in what's going on, because you're going to get more from it than you give, actually.
Yeah. And of course, certainly a key part of that process is being able to raise funds to support research. And that's what Relay for Life is all about. And we encourage folks to do that. If you go to relayforlife.org and then search for Cass County, you can be able to donate directly. That'll impact here locally. And then, of course, you can find more information through our Facebook page if you'd like as well. But we certainly encourage that all year round. It's not just a, you know, one day a year kind of process, for sure.
No, it certainly is ongoing. There'll be a tree at Festival for Trees. You can take an ornament and put a name on there in memory or in honor of somebody, which is, as you read those, that's just heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Another impactful event that goes on here, mm-hmm, this time of year too. That's a lot of effort and work goes into yes, from the Relay team. This particular event that we're with here tonight, we are celebrating the Winter Walk in Anita, which, mm-hmm, all kinds of fun things go on throughout the day. But this becomes part of that day. And I know that it kind of came up with this idea because of the pandemic a little bit. We didn't really have a real Relay for Life last year. So we decided to do something on air, on radio, to be able to honor some folks with putting those luminaries out. And I guess talk about how that process started to get ball rolling.
Just kind of stumbled on it. We were trying to think of ways to reach people without being, you know, in your face and connected. And my grandkids happen to be part of the Anita FFA, and they're the ones that kind of organize the luminary part of it. And so we just reached out, and we were thinking, oh, we could, you know, turn some of them pink and have an impact. So that's kind of how it started, and we're just continuing. We have a good group of kids that help, obviously. Gary Miller is really instrumental in getting those, and then part of our Relay team will be there setting out those luminaries and getting them lit and helping with that. So it's a great partnership, and also, again, it helps those kids understand why we're there, because we talk about it as we go. You know, what are the impacts? What happens? Why am I here? Because that's the first question. Why are you here?
Yeah. And I guess a neat addition to that, and of course, you know, the holidays always brings up those types of thoughts and memories with those folks. I guess that, you know, drives it home a little bit more too, certainly. And there's still some fun stuff as we speak going on yet tonight there in Anita. So if you want to scoot over, you can still enjoy some nice activities that'll be going on yet here this evening, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool event. Some of the things that are yet going on here this evening, they, of course, had the parade that'll be going on here during right before we started our program here tonight and got underway. Santa's coming to the Anita Library. He'll be there till 7 o'clock. And then also you can bring your soups and letters to the library up until 7. Santa's Sweet Shop there at the Anita Library. And then also Hayride still going on until 7, loading up at the fire station. There's a 4-H bake sale, some kids' crafts, a tour of trees, a gingerbread house contest at the Anita Community Center, and then, of course, the bonfire and caroling stuff going on as well up and down Main Street there with the luminaries on display. So we encourage folks, if you're still listening here tonight, and hop on over and enjoy that event. Certainly a fun thing for folks to enjoy here this time of year. Well, we appreciate, Don, you taking some time to talk about your experience, and we certainly encourage folks to continue to think about those around us here, you know, as we continue the fight here against cancer.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Don Martin. We'll be back with more here on our program in just a moment.
Shining, it is the night. of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
KJ and Sush, where your friends are, we continue our Cass County Relay for Life radio luminary ceremony here this evening in conjunction with the Anita Winter Walk. We just heard from Don Marnin a moment ago, a longtime Relay for Life of Cass County committee member, and shared some of her personal experience with, of course, loss of her husband as well and other family members that have been affected. And we appreciate her taking the time to speak with us and share that impactful story from her. Now this evening, we are going to read you some of those names that have been shared with us here throughout the past few days at the Cass County Relay for Life Festival of Trees, a memory tree that was available there in order for folks to remember those that they have lost in their battles with cancer here in the Cass County area. So let's share some of those names as we remember these individuals here tonight. Bruce and Donna McLaren, Norm and Marion Holmes, Carol McPeck, Marilyn Kessler, Steve Guss, Martha Williams, Kendall Warren, Floyd and Shirley Jacobson, Wayne Ty, Jean Kinning and Becky Perkins, Don Cannon and his mom, dad, and siblings. Mike Dolan, Stan Peterman, Aaron, Jim and Joanne Larson, David Zentz, Charlie, Eileen Johnson. Also in memory of Joyce Larson, Kelly Mortens, Bella Basher, Pudge Purcell, Denise Klink, Mark A. Whalemeyer, Alan Anderson, Debbie Randolph, Joanne Brummer, and Linda Hosmer, Janet Goose, Jake and Helen Pont, Nancy Christensen, Shirley Warren, Judy Coors, Gary Cooper, Helen Bloom, my grandparents, Dolan, Gleason, and Coors, Jack Valentine, Mary Catherine Barasic, Richard Kesey, my mom, Pody Jacobs, in memory of Chuck Friend, Edgar and Helen Bloom, Betty Marcellus, Dee Hansen, Nancy Farley, Bruce Rosenbaum, Wayne Farley, Roger Sandhorse, Eugene Sandhorse, Norma Rasmussen, Judy Clute, Claire and Francie Marnin, David Christensen, Scott and Sean Hockenberry, Ed Jensen, Teresa Bloom, Phyllis Sponsler, and Avanel Nichols. We appreciate everyone that has taken the time to stop by and visit there at the Festival of Trees, and those that have submitted those names in memory for that memory tree. And we certainly take time to reflect and remember those that we have lost in the battle against cancer here in the Cass County area. The next song I'm going to share with you here, actually I just stumbled upon, but this is a few years ago, and there's a artist that's a Christian musician named Matthew West, and actually I first knew about him because of his one of his more lighthearted renditions of a song. He's got a Thanksgiving song that my kids have a lot of fun with, called Gobble Gobble. It's a lot of fun, but this is on a much more serious note. He learned about a story about a young man who had been diagnosed with cancer, and he was inspired to write a song that kind of fit his story and, of course, relates to many other stories, unfortunately, that have come along the way. It's inspired by the story of the Locke family and their son Dax. Just 13 months old, little Dax was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. He was given two bone marrow transplants as part of emergency treatment, one from each of his parents. The doctors then told his parents that Dax would most likely not make it to see Christmas. And so the song came about the love of a family and the coming together of an entire community to make sure that that little boy could have one last Christmas. His dad determined that his son would see Christmas, put up decorations early. The neighborhood caught on and did the same. The whole town soon followed suit. A website was built telling his story, and soon pictures were sent from all over the world of Christmas decorations that had been put up in his honor. Dax did eventually lose his battle with leukemia, but not before he got to see one last Christmas. And today that little boy's legacy lives on, and his parents are making sure that it does so as well. They decided to, in his honor, one of their efforts to raise funds after losing him was to raise money to support the St. Jude's Research Hospital where he was treated. And they have had an effort to raise enough money to run the hospital for one day. That was their goal, and they quickly started to rise to that goal and let his memory live on. And, of course, the song helps do that as well. So here is that song inspired by that story. Here's Matthew West. The song is One Last Christmas.
It's the news that no one hopes for. Every parent's greatest fear. Finding out the child you love so much might not make it through the year.
Where'd they go?
Now the thought of spending Christmas without him just feels wrong. They've been praying for a miracle. Now they're praying he can just hold on. For one last Christmas, one last time, one last season when the world is right. One more telling of the story, one more verse of silent night. They'd give anything so he could have one last Christmas. September, 70 degrees. Daddy climbs up in the attic, brings down candles, hangs the lights on all the trees. Then the neighbors started asking, and pretty soon word got around.
One by one, Dax's neighbors are putting up their red and green fireworks.
First it was the neighborhood, before too long they lit up that whole town. For one last Christmas, one last time, one last season. A silent night, they'd give anything so he could have one last Christmas. Oh. 27th of October, his time was wearing thin. Friends and family, even strangers that they didn't even know, brought presents in. He was weak, but he was smiling like there was nothing even wrong. They said he wouldn't make it. Looks like he got to see it after all. Everything so he could have one last Christmas, one last Christmas.
Welcome back now here to our Radio Luminary event here from Cass County Relay for Life in conjunction with the Anita Winter Walk. Yeah, second year we've been doing this and getting a chance to catch up with some different stories and folks that have been involved with the relay in a number of ways, or folks that have been affected by cancer in their lives. And we're now being joined here by Deanna Spry, and she's got her own personal connection to the situation as well. Deanna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Deanna, if you wouldn't mind, I know you've shared this and some probably know a little bit about your story, but you had a personal experience dealing with cancer.
I did indeed. I was, you know, I hesitated for years to call myself a survivor because I didn't ever feel that cancer was going to get the best of me. Mm-hmm. It came on rather unexpected. I was feeling fine. I had no reason to believe that I wasn't okay. Went in for my regular mammogram that I did every year, and they called me and said that they saw something and needed to redo the mammogram, which is pretty common. That didn't bother me in the least, so I went back and had it done again, and then got notified that they still saw something, and so we went on with a biopsy, which, of course, showed breast cancer. And so I try to stay upbeat with everything, and so I just kind of went into it with, okay, so what do we do next? How do we take care of it? And that led to a double mastectomy, and like I said, I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't have to endure the treatments and all that that comes, you know, all that that involves making someone sick and what have you. So I did a double mastectomy and came through it. What I would say with flying colors, the best I could kind of move forward. And, you know, looking back on it, I thought this is the greatest opportunity to help others going through a similar situation, or try to help someone who's feeling pretty down about getting that initial diagnosis. You know, what do we do next? And so I moved forward with trailing for Tatas, which I came to be. I walked around Lake Anita every day very faithfully then, and it was beautiful, and it gave me time to reflect and be thankful for what I had, and so kind of chose the lake to help us through, and we created the walk, and raised, my plan was to raise money for breast cancer awareness, or, you know, maybe somebody going through a similar situation, maybe they just need some gas money to get to a treatment, or maybe they needed help with some rent because of loss of income, you know, whatever it might be. So that's kind of the direction that I went. The first year we did it, the American Cancer Society helped us through, and I partnered with Cass Health, and Don Martin helped me get set up with the foundation. And so when we were raising money, it all went through the foundation, and then they made sure that the funds were dispersed to, you know, the breast cancer folks that needed some help along the way.
Yeah, there's certainly a great way, obviously, to turn around and, I guess, make your experience, you know, I guess, positive in some way and be able to help others. When you went through that experience, I guess you said, I kind of mentioned it there, maybe it took you a little bit of time before you decided to go the route of trying to help others as well. But did that set on you pretty quickly that you wanted to be a resource for others too?
Yes, absolutely. I've always been very open about talking about my situation, you know, probably giving more information than some folks wanted. I don't hold back there, but I figure if somebody is, you know, to me, the unknown is the scary part. Once you have some answers, once you have some avenues to move forward and know that there's help out there and kind of some guidance for you, I feel like that kind of eases the unknown and the scary part. So I've always been more than willing and happy to share that with folks. You know, personal questions they may have, or whatever it might be, just to kind of ease that scary part of it. So, yeah, I knew right away if I could even help one person, mm-hmm. kind of ease their mind, or, you know, with the funds we raised, kind of ease the burden a little bit. That was definitely something that I felt strong about.
Obviously, we've come to know that prevention is a big part of being helpful and getting people through these situations in you know, a much easier fashion. If something goes undetected for longer, you'd be a prime example of that. So with you know, going to get that mammogram and finding that out, I guess that you probably felt good in your mind that you're doing that faithfully.
Yes.
So you knew that.
Yes, and that I encourage women all the time. You know, it's one of those things that, sure, it's not something that we enjoy doing, we don't want to do, it's like, oh, I have to do this again, but if you can do it once a year, and it's going to stop something that is going to affect you the rest of your life, or shorten your life, worst case scenario, I would certainly think that you would take time to do that for yourself, give that to yourself once a year.
Certainly going through your experience and then, of course, raising some money, I'm sure you've had some connections and heard from some other people as well. Have you had any other experiences, I guess, in your life with folks that you're connected with that have battled through cancer as well?
Yes. My father actually had lung cancer and went through treatments, and he has passed now, but it was not from cancer of any kind. And we got him through treatments. My siblings and I took turns taking him and doing what we needed to do. And, you know, again, it was a preventative thing. He went in for a checkup. He was having some issues. They did some x-rays. And, you know, one doctor's appointment leads to another. I feel like cancer is one of those things. Everywhere you turn, you hear of some family member or a friend going through something. So, you know, I think that the key there is we all stick together and we all help each other out. You know, we live in a pretty big, scary, ugly world sometimes. And so if you can put a smile on someone's face and ease the burden, take the scare out of what they've just heard, the news they just got, I think that's pretty important. It's something that, you know, if you look at it as some folks maybe say, well, I don't really have the money to donate. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. You know, if you can hold someone's hand or give them a hug or give them a ride to an appointment, I mean, there's plenty of other ways that we all can pitch in and we can all help each other. It doesn't have to be, you know, a monetary or you don't have to put a dollar value on it. Just being a good human being and helping each other out is extremely important.
Yeah, so many ways that everybody can contribute, and we hope that folks are encouraged to do that. We certainly appreciate you being able to share a little bit of your story, Deanna, and appreciate your efforts to help out others here in the Cass County area as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I always have an open ear if anybody, you know, needs to just get it off their chest or has some questions. I'm more than happy to talk about my own personal experience.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Deanna Spry. We'll be back with more here on our Radio Luminary Ceremony this evening in just a moment here on KJAN.
Your home for the holidays, KJAN.
And we thank Deanna Spry there for her words as well, talking about her personal story and battle there with breast cancer, and then her effort to turn around and raise some funds to help out the fight against cancer here in the area with that Trailing for Tatas event. They have not held that event now in a few years. The last time that they had intended to do it, it was a weather situation that called it off. And of course, been tough the last couple of years to do anything consistently with the pandemic in play, but she said, you know, something maybe that will be on the docket once again down the road, but certainly if that's not the case, always appreciate the efforts that exist while they last. You know, not everything's going to go on forever either, and we appreciate all the different ideas that come up throughout time to help the fight against cancer here in the area. Now, if you're wondering how you can help and support, of course, you know, raising funds is what we're always trying to do with Relay for Life and helping support the American Cancer Society. You can go to relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, and that's one way to donate directly tier to Cass County and help folks that are battling cancer here in Cass County. Of course, a lot of those funds are going to go to cancer research development. You're going to support things like the Hope Lodge effort, giving folks an opportunity somewhere to stay while they're going through cancer treatments. You're going to have resource outlets. There's always phone numbers that you can call, support that you can reach out for. There's all kinds of other support as far as, you know, assistance with the whole process as well. That's a big part of that. So go to relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. That's one where you can donate. You can find, of course, a committee member that you may know. Carol Schuler's always kind of been our leader here within the Relay for Life of Cass County area, so she's somebody certainly you can reach out to and get that contact taken care of and be able to make that effort and support. We appreciate everybody that has done so. We've got a lot of great teams that have been very consistent and dedicated over the years to make this happen and raise money. We had some of the few here this last few years, Naughty Ladies, Unlimited Faith, Nishina Valley Credit Union, Just the Facts, Zion Lutheran, Walking to a Cure, Lewis Life Preservers, Atlantic BPW, some of those teams here within the last 2021 campaign that have helped out. No Weak Sauce from Tony Miller. That's a few of those different teams that have helped out. We appreciate all of those that have done so and those individuals that raise those funds throughout the year. Some of the top fundraisers and participants this past year, Julie Anstey, Chambi Jens, Becky Riesgard, Shirley Garnett, Carol Schuler, Lori Cooper, Paige Bentner. We appreciate all of those folks' efforts to help support Relay for Life here in Cass County. Again, those individuals that we are honoring here tonight will include Bruce and Donna McLaren. These are the in memory of we had here at the Festival of Trees at the Memory Tree. Bruce and Donna McLaren, Norm and Marion Holmes, Carol McPeck, Marilyn Kessler, Steve Gus, Martha Williams, Kendall Warren, Floyd and Shirley Jacobson, Wayne Tye, Gene Kenning and Becky Perkins, Don Cannon and his mom, dad, and siblings, Mike Dolan, Stan Peterman, Aaron, Jim and Joanne Larson, David Zentz, Charlie, Eileen Johnson, Joyce Larson, Kelly Mortens, Bella Bashar, Pudge Purcell, Dennis Klink, Mark A. Wagoner, or Mark A. Whalemeyer, Alan Anderson, Debbie Randolph, Joanne Brammer and Linda Hosmer, Janet Gus, Jake and Helen Pont, Nancy Christensen, Shirley Warren, Judy Kors, Gary Cooper, Helen Bloom, grandparents Dolene Gleason and Kors, Jack Valentine, Mary Catherine Morosic, also Richard Kesey, my mom, Pody Jacobs, in memory of Chuck Friend, Edgar and Helen Bloom, Betty Marcellus, Dee Hansen, Nancy Farley, Bruce Rosenbaum, Wayne Farley, Roger Sandhorst, Eugene Sandhorst, Norma Rasmussen, Judy Clute, Claire and Francie Marnin, David Christensen, Scott and Sean Hockenberry, Ed Jensen, Teresa Bloom, Phyllis Sponsler, and Avanel Nichols. To look some of the individuals in memory of supporting here tonight on this Relay for Life radio luminary ceremony in conjunction with the Anita Winter Walk. Again, thanks to everybody that had a hand in making all the festivities here this week with Festival of Trees and the Anita Winter Walk happen. And we hope if you're still out there and Anita enjoying that yet here this evening, we appreciate you tuning in and joining us. Again, visit relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. You can search for Relay for Life Cass County, Iowa on Facebook. And also go to cancer.org for a lot of that information if you are someone that is battling through cancer or have had a recent diagnosis. Susie Magus is our local outreach connection for Relay for Life here in Cass County, so you can get in touch with her as well. Her information is up on that Relay for Life website. So thanks for joining us. Appreciate it here on this Sunday, December 5th, 2021, for our radio luminary ceremony.